Republicans tweaked their original tax freeze this week after an independent analysis showed a plan by Governor Jim Doyle would save homeowners more money. This new plan would hold tax levies to 2004-2005 levels for the next few years. It would leave it up to the Republican-controlled Budget Committee to dole out school money, whereas Doyle's plan would increase state education funding by $850 million. Budget Committee co-chair Dean Cofford of NINA says he can understand why Doyle wants the state to spend more.
But we have limited resources here, and the taxpayers have a limit to the amount of money that they can pay in property taxes. So this is a big jigsaw puzzle, and all the pieces are going to fit at the end of the budget process here. But today, we're sending a message that we're serious about freezing property taxes.
Not a single Democrat voted for this plan. Last session, the GOP tax freeze drew the support of a handful of Democrats, including Milwaukee Assemblyman David Cullen. Cullen says the problem with this new freeze is that it puts off dealing with school funding. While Republican leaders have vowed to make education a priority later this year, Cullen says that's not good enough.
I can't take that promise. I mean, I've heard promises around here before on both sides of the aisle, and they just don't always come true. We're voting on what's here, and what's here is telling me that the schools in my district are getting hammered, while the governor presents a property tax freeze plan that protects the schools in my district.
The tax limit proposal now heads to the state Senate, where Republican leadership has vowed to take it up next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.